This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Mike Sutcliffe. How are you, Mike?
I'm great. Thanks for inviting me.
And Mike is the CEO of Accenture Digital. This is a large company with 9.5 billion in revenue, about 41,000 employees, and was founded in 2013. Talk about what the organization itself is.
Well, we're the digital natives inside of Accenture that's helping all of Accenture go digital. We've got experts in Accenture Interactive, which is our digital marketing agency, Accenture Mobility, which works with both mobile devices as well as IoT, the industrial internet, and we have Accenture Analytics. We've got about 1,800 data scientists and a lot of very good technology that allows people to work with big data, artificial intelligence, and other types of advanced analytics.
And we are going to talk later in the interview about AI and about IoT, because those are top of mind for CEOs. But I want to talk more about the organization itself. So you've had 18 acquisitions since 2013, which is a lot.
Yes, it is.
How do you incorporate all of the people into the culture of Accenture?
Well, first of all, we have a broad culture. We have about 400,000 people at Accenture, and what we were trying to do was bring new skills in. So a different type of DNA, bringing in capabilities that we hadn't had in the past. What we thought we should do is, instead of indoctrinating those people into the existing culture of Accenture, we wanted to start with sharing core values, make sure we got that right. And then we wanted to create something that we call a culture of cultures.
It's culture of cultures?
Yeah, it's the ability for people here to respect the fact that we want diversity in experience and in diversity in thinking. And sometimes that means people have a different way to work. They may dress differently. They may work in different workspaces. They may have a different approach to how they solve problems. We want to allow experimentation across the entire enterprise, and so we're not necessarily looking to bring those acquisitions in and have them work the way we've worked in the past. We want to let them infect our culture with their new DNA and see if we can all get better together.
So you will allow the companies, of the 18 companies, to each try their new DNA. The only thing that is sacred are the core values.
Exactly.
And how about the mission?
Well, our mission is to work with our clients to improve the way the world works and lives. Most of the acquisitions that have joined us because they're excited about that mission. They want to work with clients on interesting problems, and they want to be able to go home at night and tell their wife and their kids, you know, I worked on something that was interesting today. And I worked with clients who've got interesting problems that I can help solve.
So when you look at the organization, how would you define your core leadership values?
Well, our first one is that we are intensely focused on creating value for our clients, first and foremost. We want client relationships that last 10 or 20 years. So we're not here for a short-term project. We're here to do the heavy lifting that creates real value for clients. We want an open and transparent culture. We want people to be able to talk to anybody at Accenture, whether you're a brand new analyst or somebody who's joined us as a managing director with a new skill. We want you to be able to build your personal network based on your passion and the areas that you really want to work on. And so we have a very, very wide open culture of networking and what we call communities of interest, both personal communities of interest and professional communities of interest.
What does the community of interest group mean?
It could be, for example, we have a community of people who are ex-military. And so they believe that military experience and culture that they bring to Accenture is something they share and they want to continue to share. And so they may have a personal community of interest around ex-military. We may have a professional community of interest around people trying to learn artificial intelligence or specifically within artificial intelligence, how to apply machine learning to visualization questions.
Are there any other unique practices that you have here?
Well, I think probably the most unique practice is that we have always operated as one global company. We move people around the world. We move assets, ideas, capabilities to where our clients need them. And we've always positioned Accenture as the company that people should be able to depend on to help them truly scale on a global basis. Regardless of where the ideas originate, we want to be able to help clients make it happen on a global basis.
And I know you have three groups, and one of them is the digital advertising company, which, congratulations, became the largest digital advertising company. I'm not sure if that's the correct name, but in the world about 2 years ago. And it's still growing at a fast rate.
Well, so Accenture Interactive, it's actually not an advertising company. We call it a digital agency.
And digital agency,
yeah,
thank you.
And so we don't really buy advertising. That's not the business that we're in. The business we're in is creating experiences. We want to create the best experiences in the world, whether that's a citizen interacting with their government, whether it's a patient interacting with a healthcare provider, whether it's a student trying to learn, or whether it's somebody in a sporting event trying to, you know, to have a fan experience, or somebody shopping and having a commercial experience. We want to be able to work with clients across industries to say, let's take these digital tools and techniques and apply them to create a better experience.
So you had been already at Accenture for like 26, 27 years, and then you were tapped on, you know, after heading up financial services and different groups to lead and really start the whole concept of Accenture Digital. What was the original vision then when you started off with 9,000 people, and today, a couple of years later, you have 41,000 people? What are you happy with that you've achieved, and what are you not as happy with it that you've achieved?
Well, you know, it's a fantastic opportunity, because the objective when we established Accenture Digital was to help all of Accenture rotate to the new. It was to help learn cloud, learn infrastructure and security services, and how they were going to be applied. So we do that as part of our operations business. On the other side, it was to really think about strategy. How is digital going to impact what we call predictable change or disruption in different industries? So we work with the World Economic Forum to study industries and look at what we would describe as a predictable disruption in that industry. So whether it's going from strategy and consulting through technology and operations, what we really wanted to do with Accenture Digital was prepare us for the next generation of change. So we're happy with the fact that that's gone reasonably well. The challenge is the pace of change continues to the pace of innovation continues to accelerate. And what we're trying to do is keep up with that acceleration.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Mike Sutcliffe, who is the CEO of Accenture Digital. It might be officially the group chief executive, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, if I call you CEO,
sure.
Everyone. Yeah. So what is the website for anyone who wants to see what you're doing?
Just www.accenture.com/digital.
I think we all could have figured that out. So I'm going to ask you now five quick rapid-fire questions.
Sure.
So you talked a lot about customer experience. What are the three cores to a great customer experience, especially in the digital world?
Well, the first one is personalization, right? So understanding a customer intention and giving a personalized response. The second is what we call adaptability, understanding how to adapt the experience as customers work with you over time, and you get to really understand their behaviors and their preferences, and then you can adapt your service to those preferences and create a more intimate experience with the customer. And then I think empathy. It's really understanding what customers are trying to do, what's their real underlying intention, and making sure that you're continuing to innovate around that experience over time.
And as head of Accenture Digital, what is the one biggest change over the past 12 months in digital that's really wowed you?
It's our ability to create a two-way interaction with a customer that actually occurs in real time. So what's happened in the world of marketing is we've moved from mass marketing to a very personalized, segmented marketing approach. That's easy when all you're trying to do is broadcast data out. What's much more difficult is to say it's not just a broadcast out, it's an interaction with a customer. And it's the ability to understand what's happening and adjust to it in real time. And we now have the tools that allow us to do that.
On a personal note, Was there any challenge that you faced that you learned from, that you overcame, hopefully, and learned from?
Well, you know, I entered the financial services market here in North America with perfect timing in 2008, right as we were going into the financial meltdown. We had a stable business that had been here for about a decade that all of a sudden blew up, right? And most of our clients blew up. They were being taken over or absorbed by other clients. So there was a massive change going in the industry. What it taught us was that there was a unique opportunity, even in the midst of that big structural change that was occurring in the industry, to apply innovation and find the next generation of growth. So we got to work with clients that were all blue chip names, the largest banks, the largest insurance companies, the largest brokerage firms and wealth and asset management firms, and really asked the question, how are you going to create value?
And you've about 15 seconds left until break.
Okay. Well, we learned that we could innovate and find success in the future, even in the midst of massive structural change.
This is Robert Greese on the CEO Forum. We're with Mike Sutcliffe. When we come back, we are going to talk about artificial intelligence.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Mike Sutcliffe. And Mike is the CEO of Accenture Digital, which has about $9.5 billion in revenue, rapidly growing, and about 41,000 people. So you're in a unique position because you hear from CEOs you're speaking with every day what are their concerns. You also have some of the smartest, brightest people on your team delivering solutions. So you have this entire continuum. It is called a digital revolution, but usually with a revolution, at a certain point, things are over. They're won, they're lost. Is this a digital revolution, or is it something else?
Well, we're technology optimists. We believe we're early in the curve of figuring out how this combinatorial effect of low-cost storage, low-cost compute, low-cost bandwidth, ubiquitous access devices is going to allow us to create new solutions. So I would say it's probably not a revolution as much as an evolution, and we're in the early stages of that evolution. We think it's going to be even more exciting in the next 5 years.
5 years from now, if we sit down again, what will have happened that hasn't happened now?
I think you'll see the cost of technology to continue to drop at a record rate. The result of that is we'll be able to actually create business models that wouldn't be economically sustainable today. That means our imagination and what's possible in healthcare, what's possible in education, what's possible with a fan experience is going to come to life. We're going to see brand new experiences working at scale in a cost-effective manner that will excite people and allow them to lead a more creative life.
Give me an example of something amazing you're doing with a client today.
Well, we have a client today, for example, who's in the cruise industry. And if you've ever been on a cruise, you'll know that sometimes there are friction points in terms of, you know, giving your passport when you get on the boat, getting registered into the room, getting your schedule set for going to offshore excursions, etc. They've created a vision that says there will be no waiting when you're on the cruise. There will be no friction points. They're going to dynamically reallocate the staff. They're going to use digital tools to understand presence. They're going to add beacons and sensors so that they understand exactly where every person on the ship is. And they're going to allow you to demonstrate your preferences while you're on the cruise so that they can serve you better. That is a massive undertaking. We call it a living service. It's a service that learns and it adapts while it's interacting with you. So what they're trying is to create a living service that's serving 50,000 people to create a much better experience across multiple ships, and then say, if that works, let's do it for 500,000 people.
That is an exciting story. So how about AI? Everyone is wondering, what is the future of, call it augmented intelligence or artificial intelligence?
Well, the first thing is, you know, we believe that we're in the early innings of understanding how artificial intelligence can be applied to lots of different areas of the business. There's a term in the industry right now that AI is the new UI. And what that really means,
UI?
The user interface. So
okay.
What that really means is that we're going to apply artificial intelligence to make interactions with technology seem much more natural. You've started to see, for example, Alexa or Siri or other voice interfaces act as a bridge between you and the internet, right? So now you can say, what's the weather tomorrow? And it'll tell you what's the weather going to be tomorrow. And you can follow up and say, is it going to rain in Seattle?
So really, it's about ease. That's it, right?
It's about creating a natural interaction.
It's the simplicity.
Exactly. So when we say AI is the new UI, what we mean is we just want to make technology feel more natural. But we can go well beyond that with artificial intelligence. We can start to do optimization at a scale that humans just couldn't process. We can take big data, we can do massive parallel processing, we can optimize a global supply chain, and create an uplift in the efficiency of a large infrastructure business, even in an environment that a human couldn't understand. For example, we've got an energy client in Australia that asked us to help optimize one of their production plants. We have 3,000 artificial intelligent agents operating in the plant today, and we're just really getting started. We're less than 50% through the work. That's 3,000 optimization routines constantly into learning and getting better every single day and helping the plant operator understand something they've never been able to understand before.
Will there be a point when all of a sudden humans become not really that necessary and machines take over everything?
We don't think so. We think that artificial intelligence really gets classified into two sets of applications. There's narrow-band artificial intelligence, which is a very narrowly defined set of problems, like can I recognize an image or can I process your voice? Those will become enablers of lots of improvements in the underlying business processes and the operating models that people deploy. And then we have generalized artificial intelligence, where we see artificial intelligence start to be able to solve problems like diagnose medical disease patterns. So we think what's going to happen is we're going to see technology designed to allow humans to do what humans are uniquely good at, to apply judgment, to learn, to interface and interact in a way that feels and is human.
And how is the Internet of Things going to impact that?
Well, the Internet of Things basically allows us to instrument an environment and understand what's happening at a level we've never had in the past. So if we can put 5,000 sensors in a building, we can understand how many people are using a conference room, whether the lights need to be on or off, whether we need to precondition that room or not with air conditioning. So we can see a lot more information. If we look at precision agriculture, right, we can take a drone and fly it over a field, and we can get information on pest infestations. We can look at water levels. We can look at the growth rate of plants. And we can see things that we haven't been able to see before. With that new instrumentation and that new data flow coming at us, we can start to optimize and to improve the conditions at a level that we wouldn't be able to do without all those instruments.
You've 2 minutes left. A CEO is listening in now. They're concerned. They don't know what's going on in the future, but they know a lot, like a digital evolution, as you pointed out. What is your advice to CEOs?
Well, the first thing is to recognize the difference between two questions they could ask. The first question they could ask is, how do I take digital technology and use it to improve my existing operating model? If you do that, you can generate tremendous value in the business. Having said that, that's the wrong question to ask.
Really?
The right question, the second question they should be asking is not, how do I take digital technology to improve my existing operation? The real question is, if I think about the mission statement of my company and I think about how I deliver against that mission statement, and I could design from scratch an organization that was going to succeed at that mission, better education, better health, whatever, how would I use digital technology to create a new operating model that's fundamentally more effective than the one that I've seen in the past? That's where we see digital disruption happening at scale.
And you have 15 seconds left. If you could codify, after 30 years at Accenture, what is your leadership model? 15 seconds.
Our leadership model is focusing on what's right for the customer, what's right for our clients, and how we improve the lives of people around the world.
And there you have it. Mike, a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you very much, Robert. I've enjoyed being here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and we're here today with Dana Spinola.
Good morning, Robert.
And Dana, so let's talk about fabric. It is in the fashion line of retail, but everything about your company is different than anything I've ever seen.
Well, that's the entire purpose of it, and hopefully that's what you feel from it. That was the whole goal. My vision 15 years ago was to create a place where everyone could afford to feel beautiful. So what that meant is, how do you have the highest end experience with an affordable price tag?
So let's really talk that through, all the differentiators. So when you started, you had gone before, you'd worked for Deloitte, right?
Right.
And while you're at Deloitte, how did you come up with the idea that you're going to start something like this?
Sure. Well, both of my parents were entrepreneurs, artists, so it was in my blood. I was always going to start something like this.
I thought they were hippies.
They were. They were hippies. So entrepreneur, I mean, they're painting all the time, following their dream. If you love what you do, you'll never work another day of your life. That's how I was raised. So someday I was ultimately going to be the CEO of my own company. And when I was at Deloitte, my job was to go into companies, assess their business process, and figure out how I could do it better. So I really just decided, what is that business that makes my heart beat, and decided to jump into that.
And so you left everything. Let's first start. The name Fabric is spelled differently. So the website is?
Yes, the website's Fabric Style. What's crazy about the name, it's the phonetic spelling of the word fabric from the dictionary, but everybody wants to call it Fabric and, you know, have fun with the name. What I found is people will fight about it at dinner parties, so it's the best marketing tool I could ever have, honestly.
So when you started the concept, today you have 43 stores. When you started, let's walk through one by one. Your first differentiator is nothing over $100, right?
Exactly. And that was a hard play in the boutique world then. You know, I had to go get a line of credit, so I had to be very accountable to a business plan and banks who 15 said no, absolutely not.
So you actually went to 15 and they said no.
Exactly.
What made the 16 say yes?
He sent me home and he said, you come back and tell me why you're different than every other boutique in the market.
And before that, were you different or were you not? Did he help you think through?
You're exactly right.
So this is an advantage,
yeah.
A big advantage, that for all of you who are starting new companies, maybe you're a CEO and you want a company on the side, going through the process can be a real benefit.
Oh, it's incredible. When I speak to colleges and young people that I mentor, I say, write a business plan and make people tear it apart, because they'll find the holes before you launch into something so big.
Okay, so your first thing was that everything is under $100.
Right.
And who was your target market?
My target market was myself, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
It was
like a young professional.
Work hard, play hard. This person, you know, is starting their professional career, but they're going out to dinner, they're dating, they're getting married. They need something new to wear often, but they don't want to invest thousands of dollars in something that they'll wear once or twice.
So you start the store. What else was different?
The experience. I remember my dad giving me on these cassette tapes this story about why experience changes everything. And I think there's always been experiential business, but for us, I just realized I could take it to the whole next level. And for a $40 item, you walk in and Neiman Marcus, you're offered champagne, private parties, just really walk your bag to your car. I was like, how can we pull that off in a boutique where you're not having a huge price tag to have that, being treated like a queen? You don't have to have a million to look like a million, was what I was trying to pull off.
And Amazon has the recommendation engine, but you have your own sort of human side of that, because when I was speaking with some of your people here, they said, oh, the store manager used to recommend, say, oh, I know you have this event coming up, I think you will want to wear this to it. And they didn't realize till they started working here that that's just your modus operandi. That's how you do things.
Exactly. And what's so cool about that is the second somebody understands that you care about them, that you want to know when their birthday is, you want to know what trip they're going on, you remember their anniversary because you care, and you're sending them something to make that easier, and you already know what's in their closet because you've helped them shop, it's a relationship. It's shopping in your best friend's closet, and it keeps our customers. They name themselves Fabric Addicts. We didn't call them that. That's what they started calling
really?
Themselves.
On social media?
Yes, social media, and they come in, they're like, my closet, I'm a Fabric Addict.
But they spell it F-A-B-R-I-K.
They do. Addict. The addicts do, yes.
Is it a addict or addict?
A-D-D-I-C, you know, they have it spelled correctly, the addicts do, but I'm sure that they throw a K on if we let them.
Are you like that personally? Is this an extension of you, where the customer experience, which your dad mentioned to you, is about just genuinely caring with people and knowing all the information?
That is exactly how, it's my DNA. It's that I really care, that feeling of somebody feeling beautiful. When you actually get that item on, that every one person matters that much to me and always has. I'm the friend that people came to that said, you know, I've got a wedding, what should I wear? I was always that person, so now I became the go-to, and that's how we train. I think that's the key, is you hire people that believe in that philosophy.
How do you expand that, though? So when you have one person, one friend, it's easy. But now you have a lot of customers in the store. How do the store managers, how do the salespeople, how do they remember all of this?
Sure. I mean, first of all, it's the right person. If you get a person in there that's passionate about clothing, they can't not live that way. The second piece is process. You've got to build into your culture what you think's important. I mean, everybody, my dad always said, put first forward and reward what's the most important thing to you. So to me, that's the culture piece is, if you dig that into your process, I used to think it happened. Culture just happened. You have to be very intentional in putting those into manuals and talking about those when you're addressing your company and what you stand for.
And everyone here uses that word intentional. Where did that word come from?
Oh, I mean, intentional and transparent are really so important to me. I mean, I believe when you're dressing someone and moving into their life and having that intimate conversation in these stores across the nation, you've got to make sure that you are being intentional and you know what you're up to, you know the vision, and you know what we're trying to achieve with every single person, and you follow through with it very intentionally.
There you go. A line with a purpose is an incredible thing. And you link purpose into everything you do, I could say.
Everything. I mean, I think I started this business for myself, very selfishly for myself. I had a passion for clothing. I was going through a bad breakup. What am I going to do with my life? Left corporate America to open one little clothing store. And I was doing it for myself, and it was growing, and it was great, and, you know, prayed for some humility, and it all just seemed to be coming great. And then, you know, 7 years in, it was like, what's it all for? And I think a lot of CEOs that I talk to, we go through that question, what am I doing this for? You're working really hard, and sleepless nights, and all the things that, you know, CEOs go through. So when you have purpose, it's that safety net to everything. It's like, this is why. And it just makes that, you know, get back up and go, that hustle, so much easier.
So now we're going to go into some spotlight questions. So these are ones where you give a quick answer.
Okay.
So the core to great customer experience.
Wowing customers every time.
Your leadership principle.
Be good to people.
What is the biggest technology over the last year?
Immediate drop shop. The idea that clothing can be delivered to someone in an hour.
If you could do something over again, what would that be?
I'd make sure that our purpose was woven into our company a lot earlier. Free Fabric and Asher, the world knew about that a lot earlier, so they could come into the mission.
A challenge you faced and how you overcame it.
My biggest challenge was given to me my first day I opened. Open fashion show, first little store. That night, someone broke in, took every single thing from the register to every single piece of clothing.
The first day?
First day. And so you sit there. I called my dad and literally said to my dad, who comes and cleans up this glass? Where do I get the clothing? Don't have any money. What do I do? And he said, welcome to being a business owner. And I decided that day I was going to do it. There was two choices to end and stop it all then, or really just to get back up and do it harder and better than ever.
Sounds like your dad is an incredible person. What have you learned most from him?
Honestly, it's the idea of it's all about the people. You know, my sister's worked for him for a million years. Everybody that comes in, if you say his name, people are inspired just because he cares so much about what he does. And I believe that's the biggest piece, is if you care so much, it goes into everything you do, and hopefully the people around you feel that.
Okay, so you have about 1 minute left. Let's talk about the future of fabric and what you're hoping to accomplish. And more than that, someone like you, Dana, what you will accomplish.
Sure. I believe that fabric, you know, will be in every community that needs it. And I believe what we will do in that community is not only clothe the beautiful women in that community, but we will lift up the women that are escaping sex trafficking. And I think that the women around the world, the little babies, every generation, we're going to make a huge impact there. So I'm thrilled. I mean, I can barely sleep at night just thinking about all of those aspects and the big circle that fabric is. That it is.
So you've about 20 seconds left. What is the key to fashion?
The key to fashion is understanding your personal style. When you put something on, if you feel beautiful, you're going to feel more confident and you're going to have a pretty powerful day. So it's pretty simple.
On that inspiring note, Dana, a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID.
Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Josh Deese. How are you, Josh?
Great. Pleasure to be here.
And Josh is the founder and CEO of Cogito. Now, this is unlike any company you've heard before because they are working with AI, and on the phone, they could real-time capture exactly what someone's saying, what someone's thinking, be a coach to someone. This is the next level of voice. And then you're going to hear a really interesting story of how, as a student, this company was founded, that I would not be surprised if this grew to over a $20 billion company. You like that, huh?
Thank you so much, Robert.
So talk about what Cogito is.
Yeah, so the easiest way I explain it is Cogito helps you be more charming in conversation.
Charming.
Exactly.
And, well, you're from New Zealand, so charming is easy. What about New York IG? How does it help you?
First thing it does is it measures how well a conversation between humans is going.
And just to be clear, this is, it's like artificial intelligence or augmented intelligence that's real time on the screen when someone's having a phone call with a customer, for example.
Exactly right. So,
and so all the screen comes up.
Exactly right. So what's happening is first the computer system is listening to the conversation as it's happening, and then it's looking at the behavior patterns between the individuals on the call and using that to understand how well the conversation's going. And then because we know how well the conversation's going, we can guide one or multiple participants into what they can do better on that call to get a more successful outcome.
So how would it do that? Let's say I call in, I'm calling into Zappos, you know, I'm talking about shoes. What's it going to do to me?
So there's the first thing is situational awareness. You will do better on your interaction if you are aware of how well it's going. The second thing it will do...
So it will tell you doing good, bad, it will
exactly,
give you a rating
exactly,
on your charmingness.
Exactly right. And
okay.
And the really, you can think of it like... the level of satisfaction the customer you're speaking with is driving from this interaction is a way to think about it. So you're really inferring the customer's attitude to your to the interaction with you. So that's the first thing. And the second thing it's doing is it's helping you come across better. So come across as more empathic, more compassionate, more professional. And then also recognize signals in others. So basically, it's helping you with a skill called your person perception capability. And that's your ability to recognize, for example, if somebody's distressed, correctly interpret that, and then respond appropriately.
How does it do that?
So the roots of the technology go back to many years of research at MIT into what's called honest signals. And basically, honest signals is a... communication channel that underlies the words we use. We evolved this before we evolved sophisticated language because we still acted and collaborated in groups even before we had sophisticated language. And so this is basically behavior patterns that come from older brain structures that communicate our attitude to different situations, that enable us to get people to go along with us, that show if we are distressed to others who might need to help us. One of the reasons this helps improve people's general skill level is that you're actually getting feedback. And so once you get feedback, you can improve. Now, one of the challenges is that even if you're getting feedback and you're getting better at your person perception skill, you still don't do well if you get tired and exhausted. And so what happens, so what we do with our software is we offer it to large insurance companies, large financial services companies, quite a number of them, and we help them help their front lines consistently be their best self. And because what happens is if you are an agent on the phone, you're doing 50 or 60 calls a day, many of those customers who are difficult or emotional, you get drained, right? You get drained. It is not easy to maintain your sort of emotional resources. And so this system is helping you with that, helping you come across as you would like to come across, even if you're not in a great place in the moment.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Josh Feast, and he's talking about a truly, and the right word is fascinating, technology that changes voice so the computer, an AI, is your personal coach.
Exactly right. Yep.
What's fascinating is AI combining machine to man makes man more human. That's what's really fascinating.
We kind of somehow think of ourselves as a cyborg company in a lot of ways. We're AI helping you be a better human.
So next question, I almost think I know the answer for this, but we always ask it. What is the biggest technology breakthrough over the past 12 months? See, I thought you were just going to say Kajita.
I want to be modest. I won't pick us because our technology breakthrough was earlier than that.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the expansion stage right now. I think that the most publicized breakthrough is the use of deep learning algorithms to create a sort of a new breed of AI. But then again, I would say that's not really a technology advance so much of an advance in compute power and storage that's driving statistical concepts that were developed earlier.
What do you think the biggest breakthrough will be over the next, say, 36 months?
I think I can tell you the space, and I actually feel quite confident about this one. It's all going to be an extended intelligence, so extended human intelligence. What I think the technologists of the world are realizing is that humans are great at strategy, asking questions, posing problems. AI is really good at solving well-posed problems. The mix between man and machine will enable us to do things we never thought were possible.
Your leadership philosophy, if you had to codify it, what would you say?
I would give four elements. The first element is focus on human impact.
Mm-hmm.
We're here for a purpose that's bigger than ourselves. I would say work from first principles. It's important to think rigorously if you're going to be innovative. To start with basic building blocks and work up from there. I would say embrace diverse perspectives. Kajito's technology would have never developed if we hadn't assembled people from psychology, signal processing, business people, put them all in the same room and had them collaborate. So embracing diverse perspectives is key. And then the last part, I would say, is be gentle.
Final question, 1 minute left, the future of Kajito.
So our plan is to be a really big company. We believe that that humans have conversations everywhere, that we would all like to have better conversations and create better connections with our fellow humans, and we believe that the era of audio-only conversations is over. There should be audio and intelligence, and that will make us all collaborate better.
And there you have it. And as an audience of hundreds of thousands of CEOs, you are now more intelligent, which means you're following Josh Feast's vision. A pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you so much.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.